Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Club restrictions. No photos and no videos. Discos have many different habits. The masks are no longer worn, and as usual, the mobile phone is always close at hand. The new trend, in many places at the disposal of the managers, is to not take photos or videos inside the clubs. Penalty? Expulsion. The ban on taking pictures is not new, especially in Germany. At the Berghain in Berlin, the no-photo policy is almost as well-known as the club itself, and the stickers applied to each guest's phone as a warning before entering the Kreuzberg are a message of wanting to eliminate the use of the telephone by the public. Even in the UK, video and photography in the various rooms are not allowed at the London Fabric. Cameron Leslie, co-founder of the City Institution, has long argued that you can be social on the spot without necessarily turning to social networks. Another place, also in the UK, is The Fold, which has adopted this policy since its opening in August 2018. Located in the gentrified East Side area, The Fold also affixes a sticker to smartphones. In Nottingham, those of Movement Music, organizers of various club parties and festivals in the Midlands area, still place several restrictions on the use of mobile phones. Before the launch of their new night, The Loft Sessions, those on staff recalled that they wanted to ban phones to keep the names of some headliners secret. With a small capacity of 270 seats, the Glasgow Rost is a very small venue and reaches its maximum capacity with ease. Opened in March 2019 with the aim of creating a space similar to Berlin disco bars, the Rost, through the words of its director, Paul Sweeney, asks only to think about enjoying the evenings during which the sounds of artists such as Aisha Echoes, Nightwave, Oceanic, and Cleft. He has made a lot of talk about himself in recent years for the quality of the DJs and the music, and also for his social and political significance. And obviously, we cannot fail to consider the Bassiani of Tbilisi, Georgia, when we talk about no-picks clubs. The Georgian nightclub has long been a bulwark for civil rights and the LGBTQIA community in a somewhat conservative country. Obviously closed for now, the multifunctional space of the Arsenal XXII Club in Kiev, a former factory for military purposes, which, until last February, had adopted a policy linked to the ban on taking pictures. The Ukrainian club scene, similar to the Georgian ones, takes a countercultural line and has been supporting events and raves for years. Across the ocean, New York's Brooklyn output has permanently closed. It opened in 2013 supporting the no photos policy, but due to the pandemic, it had to pull the shutters down forever. This is Trip Records podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested, Trip Record Sets is still active. You will always find the link in the description. See you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.